Hello, everyone. Thanks again for joining us for a second week for this second podcast, which we still have not named. I'm not going to call it the TriCast again because that sounds lame. So if anyone has a name, feel free to send it to us at mailbag@trigames.net. That's mailbag at trigames.net. So send us a name if you got them, but we'll probably ignore them because we're mean like that. How's it going, Al?
I'm doing all right.
I'm tired because this is the second time we're recording this podcast for anyone who doesn't know. And we lost it because I'm a bonehead.
He's
a bonehead. Yeah, you're a bonehead. I'm just being nice. But yes, second attempt. We're fresh and we are ready to go, and we're going to try to keep it under an hour, so all you people who fell asleep in the last one can rejoice. So let's get right to the meat. E3 was this week. The pre-E3 press conferences were on Monday and Tuesday, and all the goodies were shown off Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And we are back from where? From nowhere, because we didn't go. But we did what we could, watch some gameplay videos, got some impressions, listened to the press conferences, watched people cry as they unveiled the PS3 price, and we are here to talk about it. So let's go in chronological order. The first press conference to hit was Sony's. So what are your general thoughts? What significant news did you see, and what do you think they did right and wrong?
Man, Sony's butt is... No, I'm just playing. Halfway. But I thought that Sony's press conference, the one that I haven't seen, but that I've heard things about, was... I really don't have anything to say about it, other than the price tag is, for luxury gaming only. I don't see myself paying $500 or $600 for a video game console, especially a video game console that, if I pay $500 for it, is not going to have many of the features that I would like to use.
Tard pack.
And no game.
Tard pack.
And of course they announced that their controller has motion sensing, which is strikingly similar to another console that announced it like a couple months ago.
Whee!
So, how do you feel about the Sony press conference? I believe you saw it.
Oh, I loved it. No, I'm kidding. If anyone has read my impressions online, and I know you have, it's no secret that I thought it blew chunks, whereas last year, at least, they came out with some thunder and shit, and this year they just came out with shit. No, seriously, Sony press conferences are usually the most boring, usually because they start off with numbers about how they're dominating, which they have every right to do, but it's boring. You know, Kaz Shirai comes out and says the console wars are over, or we pwn you, or... the next generation doesn't start until we say so. I guess he must have not gotten the memo because it started on in November with the Xbox 360. Things like that. He comes out and gets this whole spiel, and then there are PowerPoint slides after PowerPoint slide after PowerPoint slide after PowerPoint slide about how many gigawatt flux capacitors the frickin' cell processor requires to run and all that shit. And, that's usually the first 75% of a Sony press conference in a nutshell. And then sometimes they come out and hit big. Like last year, they showed Killzone 2, it's not the official name, but they showed a trailer for Killzone 2 that was, you know, even though the first game sucked, you know, the trailer for the second one was amazing. It's like, okay, next year they're going to come out and say, guess what? You'll be able to play this game, and here's what it looks like. And, you know, I thought this was going to happen, and that did not happen. They showed Gran Turismo. I don't know if you saw any... Did you see any of the footage?
No, I saw a screenshot.
They showed it, and it looked surprisingly bad. And I know people are going to say, well, you're looking at it through an internet feed. No, I downloaded the high-definition version of that in 720p. The game was running at 1080p on the big screen, but the download was 720, so that's good enough resolution to see. And it did not look impressive at all, except for this one part in the Grand Canyon, which I've been told is in Gran Turismo 4 anyways. So it's like, okay, that's not that impressive. And they spent like 10 to 15 minutes on it going, here's the in-cockpit view. Vroom, 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 vroom. Here's out-of-car view. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Here's what Gran Turismo 2 looked like on the PlayStation, and they showed some shitty screen, and they showed, here's what Gran Turismo 4 looks on the PS2, and they showed the PS2 version, and they showed, here's what it looks like in HD. And I looked at it, and I was like, this is just crisper. Everything else is the same. So it was pretty lame. Then they showed some shots, you know, things like Hot Shots Golf, which I don't need to pay $1,000 for. I'll play it on the PlayStation 2.
I'll play it on the PlayStation 1.
They showed this thing called Heavenly Swords, which looked really fantastic,
agreed.
To tell you the truth. It's kind of like, you know, sword fighting action, wire foo with some Shenmue / Resident Evil 4 / God of War button presses implemented in there, you know, to kind of, you know, as button cues. It sounded kind of cool. Looked kind of cool. Warhawk, bleh. God of War 2, tasty, very tasty. And then they came out and said, we are innovators and we are going to put motion sensitivity into our controller. which is pretty lame. And then at the end, they're like, you can have the 20GB PS3 for only $4.99. The 60GB will cost you $5.99. And as soon as they said $4.99, I kind of laughed. I was watching this at work, and I almost had to stop from laughing out loud when I saw that. And like you alluded to earlier, something they didn't mention in the press conference was the fact that, let's see what's missing. All memory card support is missing. For one, built-in Wi-Fi is missing. For two, the hard drive is 40GB smaller, but I mean, whatever. That's fine. You know, it's still a hard drive. It's still 20GB, so whatever. That's not the gripe. HDMI is totally missing. And while for me personally, that's like whatever, because I'm not gonna pay $499 for it anyways, much less $599. The people who want it for like a truly capable Blu-ray machine and are looking forward to the future. And they're going to have TVs that output in 1080p, buying this stripped-down version is going to severely hamper that, you know, full resolution. It's just kind of funny because I thought it was kind of as bad as the Xbox 360 TARD pack, i.e. the core pack without the hard drive. But upon closer inspection, like, the core pack seems like a good deal now. Because, you know, you think about it and you read what people are saying and then you realize, hey, they're actually releasing a totally different machine.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas the Xbox is just saying, we're not going to include this upgradable part, which you can buy separately if you so choose, the PS3 is now like, well, you're just totally not going to have this port, and that'll be the end of that, and it'll have no built-in Wi-Fi, and you can't use any memory cards. That'll be it. It's like a totally different machine. It's like buying the Game Boy Micro and not being able to play all the backwards compatible games. It's like totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And that strikes... You know, that just strikes me as stupid. That's all I got to say. As far as stealing the Wii controller, and I just called it the Wii and I'm going to slap myself. There we go. I will never call it that again for the rest of this podcast. But as far as stealing that controller, I got a rant, and I also got, you know, kind of silver lining here. The rant is, of course, yada yada, they stole it. I don't care how many PC peripherals did motion sensitivity at $19.99, as all you know, people are saying. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Nintendo comes in and tries to make it a standard and a new thing that everyone can use, and is trying to make cause a paradigm shift by not just having it as a peripheral but as a standard mode of control. And it's the idea, not necessarily the technology, because they themselves said, we are not using revolutionary technology. We're just using it in a way it's never been done before.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, if you look at the way that the nunchuck controller and the remote work in tandem from gameplay videos and just from the concepts of it, they are doing it as it has not been done before. And then Sony comes in and says, shit, Nintendo's got something up their sleeve. We gotta copy it. Let's do it now. And, you know, they outright did it. And no one can convince me otherwise, unless you are, you know, going to pay me $1 million to say otherwise. Actually, that doesn't scream of integrity, but I don't care. I like money.
A million's not enough.
I guess, but I like money. Anyway, the silver lining I see is that, you know, yeah, they did steal it, and they're recognizing that Nintendo's got a leg up on them. But I am ready for this so-called revolution. I am ready for this new mode of control. And if the industry leader, which is Sony, in consoles, is going to push that, then hopefully people will fall in line and see, you know, there will be people who dismissed Nintendo, and then see that Sony's trying to do something similar, and they're like, oh, maybe they're onto something, and new people will try it, and it'll gain popularity, and that'll be the new standard. Motion sensitivity is, you know, the future. Once they see that. So to me, it's stupid, but at the same time, it's like, okay, well, you know what? At least they're pushing for something. It's just the same way how they're biting, kind of not biting off, but reacting to Xbox Live. They see that Microsoft is onto something. They're like, you know what? Well, we got to help push this forward. Not we got to help, because of course they don't want to help anybody. But the concept is that, you know, okay, well, everyone's moving forward now. So you know, not going to forgive them for it, but I'll be glad when the standard is set. On that note, you found something interesting today. About the so-called theft on Nintendojo.com. Care to elaborate?
Oh, yeah. Nintendojo actually has a report, and the report says that Phil Harrison, he interviewed with GamesIndustry.biz and actually stated that Sony had been working on this motion-sensitive controller since about 1994, or should I say they've been thinking about working on one. And he is basically denying that the, oh yeah, we've got motion sensitivity in the PS3 controller is a feature that is brought out to combat the Wii's motion sensitivity. Basically, they're saying that they never actually brought out a controller for the past 12 years because it cost too much in it. And for example, if he is telling the truth, which I kind of believe the latter, that he's not, they would theoretically have had the technology in the PS3 controller last year, but he says they weren't ready to show it off.
Bullshit.
Yet, it is official news that the people who worked on Warhawk 3, who provided the demo at this year's E3, stated they got the technology a week and a half before E3. So what does that say, Mr. Harrison?
A week and a half for like a month or something, but regardless...
Oh, no, they said a week and a half.
It's just stupid to me. He's like, no, tell me something. Your competitor's coming out, and they said nothing on it. They actually denounced it. I'm pretty sure they denounced it. And it was like, oh, well, you know, we were not interested in gimmicks, okay? But then, you know, when they see that developers are like, oh, I like this thing, and Hideo Kojima is saying, I want to do something on the Revolution, and all these people are, you know, supporting the thing... Then they're like, shit, we gotta catch up. So, yeah, Phil Harrison, congratulations, you're a dumbass. And your head looks like a penis. It does! You see him walk out on stage, and he's like, whatever. Anyway, enough of Sony, because I'm tired of speaking their name. Next conference was Nintendo's conference. What are your thoughts?
Tasty, tasty, tasty. This is the one I actually saw, and a lot of good presenting by Reggie and Miyamoto and Satoru Iwata, you know, just coming out with Wii stuff. I really enjoyed looking at the screens and the videos of the Wii games that are in development, and I liked the descriptions of what was going on with that. Miyamoto and his quirky behind doing the, orchestration with the Wii remote, and I thought that the video was skipping in the beginning, but he was actually slowing it down when he was moving the remote slower than usual. It was cool how they had, you know, somebody who had never touched or seen the Wii before come up on stage and play with the three heads over at Nintendo in a game of tennis.
But who hasn't touched their Wii before? Okay, that was bad. Go ahead.
And let's see. DS stuff was great. The Twilight Princess stuff was great. The Red Steel stuff was pretty good. That's pretty much it. I'm really, really looking forward to the Wii and the DS titles coming out in the near future. Floor's on you now.
The floor is on me. The floor has been dropped on me. I'm dead
you.
Now.
That's right.
I Ted die. Alright, I picked this as my quote-unquote winner. For anyone who's read my article, they know that I did that, but only by a hair. I'll talk about this next, after the Nintendo conference, but I was impressed by the Microsoft offerings too, which is why Nintendo only won by a smidgen little hair. You could say they won by a pubic hair. Anyway, I was really happy to see them come out and actually demonstrate the thing and how viable it was. Most notable was how they demonstrated tennis with the winner of the contest. You know, they had Miyamoto, they had Reggie, and they had Iwata on stage and the contest winner. and they were like, okay, guy, this is what you do, you swing. And, you know, they played tennis, and they showed on the big screen the little stick figures reacting to their motions, like, in real time and swiftly. And that was encouraging for me, because I had this whole trepidation that it just wasn't going to work, and things are going to kind of lag behind people's movements, which actually kind of did happen with Red Steel. If you watch the Red Steel demo on stage, and just kind of associate the movement of the controller with the on-screen action, when the person slashed the sword, it kind of gave a couple of seconds, and then the on-screen action would happen. And it wasn't entirely mimicking the guy's movement, so it makes me feel like it's kind of a canned movement, and it's the swiping the controller is like a substitute button press. Know what I mean? Instead of actually being like mimicking your motions, it was just kind of a canned animation that was that you know went in the general direction of your slash. So that kind of disappointed me, and also the fact that Red Steel was displayed at the what looked like the wrong aspect ratio, it made it look sloppy. I was disappointed to hear that there will be two separate versions for Legend of Zelda, and while that doesn't cause a problem for me as a consumer, because I'm probably going to buy the Revolution as it comes out, and I'll buy that copy, it's like, what about the people, they promised it for GameCube people, what about the people who want, you know, the GameCube version, and they're saying over and over again, it's coming out for GameCube, and yeah, it is, but it's like a different product now. It's like, it's like if you look at the Madden 2002 for PlayStation and the PlayStation 2, or NBA Live 2001 for PlayStation 2, they were totally different, and it was like, bleh. It just, the concept of it just kind of seems disappointing, you know what I mean? They're like, well, we'll give you this shit version for cube people.
I don't think it's going to be like that.
I know. I'm just saying that you get that kind of impression when a company does that. You kind of feel stilted a little bit. But I guess, you know, they had no choice. If they wanted to make it look a lot prettier and get some better looking textures and stuff in there, they had to use the bigger Revolution disc, which is 9 gigs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, good and bad, but what else did I like? What I did not I liked them showing Mario. I liked them showing Metroid. I liked them showing Project Hammer, Day of Crisis, and all that cool shit. I liked seeing that. I didn't like the fact that I only got to see like 20 seconds of them on the conference. I liked Star Fox, Yoshi's Island, and there was one other thing for DS, Diddy Kong Racing. I didn't like that they didn't show much gameplay of them either. Mm-hmm. I wish they would have announced the price and a release date. I kind of think that it was a huge opportunity for them to just kind of say, Sony stole our motion sensitivity, but they can't steal our price. $200. Bam. Thank you. Good night.
Mm-hmm.
I've come to grips with it over the course of 2 days. After thinking about it yesterday, I guess because Twilight Princess isn't done, they want to make sure that Twilight Princess is done before they announce a release date.
Mm-hmm.
I guess because if they say, huh?
That could be. I also did read that they're most likely going to announce the price at TGS.
Yes, I did hear that as well. Miyamoto is going to actually try. He actually said you'll probably hear before TGS, so that's encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I wish they would have showed more is the Virtual Console. That's fantastic that your Revolution can stay on for 24 hours while you sleep and download stuff. I don't give a shit. I want to know about the Virtual Console pricing, structure, subscription plans, all that kind of stuff. I want to know what's available. And now we do know that over 100 Hudson titles, which is cool, Bonk, I like Bonk, is going to be available. Are going to be available, but they didn't show that at the conference, so not too many people are going to realize that. This is just in terms of the press conferences. I would rather have them announce it then. And I also wish they would have shown, for their own sake, Smash Brothers Revolution, now named Smash Brothers Brawl, at the conference, and everybody would have gone bananas, but they chose not to. But all in all, like, just the having this new technology that works and that's viable was really exciting for me. So even with their missteps and even the fact that they totally ignored the Game Boy Advance and the Cube, which, you know, made me sad and cry, and I didn't really cry, they still won me over in the end. I think they still could have done better. There you have it. That's the Nintendo press conference for me. And the last one was Microsoft, with a surprisingly engaging conference, in my opinion. What were your thoughts of what you saw?
Let's see now, Mr. Chu, I would definitely say that Microsoft's press conference was pretty cool in terms of what I saw. I only really saw the Xbox Live Arcade portion, but there's...
You can download porn now!
The Xbox Live Arcade looks pretty okay for those who don't have the access, quote-unquote, to games such as Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 and Pac-Man, Sonic the Hedgehog, although that's not really an arcade game, but it's a good title to be held in the Xbox Live Arcade. I saw Gears of War, which was absolutely excellent for somebody who's not really an Xbox fan, per se, or someone who goes, meh, whenever there's any Xbox material or PS2 material that, or should I say, PS3, Xbox 360 material that goes by. I'm, for somebody like me, Gears of War is very impressive. And that Live Anywhere service also sounds pretty cool, although it's not something that would fit my taste too particularly. I'm not really too into the mobile phone thing, nor will I have an Xbox 360 anytime soon. So Xbox Live Anywhere would just pretty much be, well, not Xbox Live Anywhere, but Live Anywhere would just kind of be live at home, really late at night.
Right, right. Live Vista.
Live Vista. At 3 in the morning.
Stupider name, just to interject, stupider name competition. Wii or Vista? Wii. Sorry, I gotta say it. Wii.
Wii would be a stupider name, objectively.
Alright, continue, I'm sorry.
Let's see. Now, actually, this isn't related to the, press conference per se, but it is related to the man who spoke the most during the press conference, Mr. Peter Moore.
Peter Moore?
I just noticed that there's an article, also on Nintendojo, that Peter Moore is endorsing the Wii. And
oh, I did see that as well. I saw that as well, yeah.
Because PS3 is too expensive. And he says, you know, why buy a PlayStation 3 when you can buy an Xbox 360 and a Wii? And so, yeah.
Seriously.
You know, that sounds pretty cool that, you know, Microsoft is like, hey, get us instead of him.
Yeah, get us, yeah.
Get we.
Pretty interesting. And something else of note is that Rare is developing DS games.
Yeah, in a freak relationship of sorts.
It's very strange. It's like Sega, to move away from E3 for a couple of seconds, and I promise I won't go too long on this, but Sega, when they were, you know, still in the hardware business, they were still putting out a lot of stuff for Windows. It's really weird. Like, what was it? There was Golden Axe, that came to DOS. There were a bunch of Sonic games that were emulated for Windows. Sonic R was a Windows port. And as someone who was a hardware manufacturer, you'd kind of think they would want people to stay away from porting over things like that, but they did that. And then now, you know, Sega became a third party, and they catered to everyone, and, you know, the Dreamcast used Windows CE, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some variation of the Windows as the kernel. And it's kind of weird how now Peter Moore's like, hey, you know, Nintendo and us aren't exactly, you know, buddy-buddy, but if you're going to do something... Screw Sony, get us. You know, I think it's pretty interesting. I don't think it's interesting that he has fake tattoos of Halo 2 and GTA 4. That just looks stupid to me.
Oh, those are Peter Moore's?
Yes, and they were probably fake.
They
but,
look
yeah.
like it.
Any more reactions from you regarding Microsoft?
Yeah, one more. Bill Gates is a spaz. Over and out.
Okay.
I have spoken.
Yeah. I every time he comes out to speak, I can only think of South Park, where he comes out and they're like, you promised me Windows 98.
Windows 98. Get Bill Gates in here.
Yeah, and then they cap him in the head. That was pretty funny. Anyways,
yeah, awesome.
My take, I actually really enjoyed the Microsoft press conference, as anybody probably knows right now. Gears of War, I've been up on that ever since they announced it. I like Cliff Bleszinski. I like the Unreal team. I like Epic, except for Mark Green, who's a bozo. That's a discussion for another day. And I like what they've put out. year in and year out with Unreal, and just to see them actually depart from that and say, okay, we're going to try this new franchise, we're going to base this game on cover, but it's still going to be brutal, it's still going to have mad guns and shooting things in the face and putting holes and stuff in the wall. I'm...
And using a saw!
Yeah, that's right, the saw! But yeah, I was happy to see that. I was actually starting to get interested in Viva Piñata once I found out what it was all about. It seems like a little Animal Crossing-esque type thing where you customize a little farm and you get piñatas to do the Humpty Dumpty dance, the little monkey with the two backs kind of thing, and produce new piñatas, new breeds and stuff. It's not about running around with an ugly stick and breaking open a piñata's head and watching all the goodies fall out. It's actually
That's
like a little customized farm game. And it's cool. I like Animal Crossing. That sounds cool to me. Live Anywhere had me stoked. I will love to get on my Windows Vista powered PC, boot up, I don't know, let's say, I don't know, Quake 5, some random title or something like that, and destroy dual analog people with my mouse and keyboard. And as I say that, here's a disclaimer, I suck at games in general. So I will probably not destroy anybody, but it'll feel good to feel like I can. I liked that they showed Forza 2 exists. I didn't like that they didn't show gameplay. I liked that they... I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry. Okay, I liked that they showed a little bit of Too Human in the conference, but actually on the show floor I saw gameplay footage of Too Human, and... clearly, it's not ready, and I'm pretty disappointed at Silicon Knights for poo-pooing out this shit demo, but whatever. That wasn't in the conference. That's a story for another day. Virtua Tennis looks amazing, even though it's the same game. I'm not a fan of the Bomberman is now all growed up and is gangsta. I don't like that, because Bomberman is supposed to be a
SWAT. I gotta take a look at that. I'm gonna look at that right now.
Yeah, I didn't like that idea, but whatever. Splinter Cell looks fantastic. I love me some Splinter Cell. 99 Nights looks alright, I guess. Not what I was expecting from the guy who created Lumines and Medios, but it looks like a Dynasty Warriors on a 360, and that doesn't get me too excited. But I guess what's good news for them is also that it was very smart for them to get Grand Theft Auto away from the exclusivity of the Sony beast. Contrary to what some people thought at first, it is not exclusive for the 360, but it is launching on the same day as it will for the PS3 next year in 2007. So that little 6-month gap is gone, and that's what some analysts believe drove a lot of the PS2 sales, is that PS2 had Grand Theft Auto for a long time, and then finally Xbox got it. It was kind of too late. Prey coming out for 360, if that ever gets finished, because, you know, that's the Duke Nukem team working on that, so I doubt that'll ever come out. But just some games that, you know, I see, it's like they're there, they're coming, you have the 360 already, great, we got some games for you. Forget about, you know, the Revolution and the PS3, you gotta wait for those. We've got a system now for you. We've got Xbox Live. We've got these games for you coming soon. They're coming in the summer. So that, you know, that's why I kind of thought the Microsoft press conference was pretty good. It was well-paced. Peter Moore is an excellent presenter. He has a sophisticated British accent, makes him sound very smart. And the only slip-ups I saw was the fact that they didn't have any huge surprises, and considering they already launched their next-gen machine, who can blame them for not having surprises? So I give Microsoft another thumbs up. I was happy to see their conference, so that's my take on it. Games! Games, games, games. What did you like?
I liked Final Fantasy XIII. And Final Fantasy Versus 13, although I can wait until like 2099 to play them. I am interested in Mario Galaxy, Metroid Prime, Red Steel, Gears of War, like I said. Heavenly Sword looked very cool. I am interested in Super Smash Bros. Brawl, which we'll talk about in a moment. And
Wario farts.
Yeah, I'm interested in Wii Sports and WarioWare. The DS. I can't even remember, but pretty much 99% of what comes out for DS, I'm gonna be interested in. Phantom Hourglass, and There's that other Zelda game that's coming out for Cube and Wii when Wii launches. That, definitely. And, shoot, I can't think of anything else, but a lot of Wii titles, a couple of Xbox 360 titles, and a teeny tiny bit of PS3 titles.
I forgot to bring up Metal Gear Solid 4, which was another part of the Sony press conference that actually was good, that was worth seeing it for. But that was about it. I just wanted to throw that in there since I forgot about it. But yeah, Metal Gear Solid 4 I liked. I'm not a big fan of the Metal Gear Solid games in general. I prefer Splinter Cell. I was watching an interview on Metal Gear Solid 4 that GameSpot conducted with Hideo Kojima-san about MGS4, and basically his whole thing was to introduce the story of Metal Gear Solid 4 with this trailer at E3, and the TGS was to just show the graphics off. I still don't buy that they're real time. I mean, I did see a frame rate stutter in the middle of that little trailer, which... Did you say you thought it was intentional?
Yeah, I think it's intentional. They kind of want to just make it a little dramatic. But I can see you saying, and I can see it as if it really was a, you know, oops, the PS3 can't handle all these graphics. I can see it happening there, but I just thought it was intentional.
For the for the conspiracy theorists out there, I was just thinking about this. Because I was thinking about how you said it was intentional. For any conspiracy theorists out there, what say you about the possibility that they intentionally put frame stuttering into this trailer so that people would think, oh, look, the frame rate's stuttering. It's got to be in real time, when they actually just choreographed that in. That would be pretty funny.
That would be pretty funny.
But I'm not going to propagate that any more than I already have, because it's probably bullshit. I just thought it was funny. Anyway, what you did miss. I went to Konami.com, and I looked at the 15-minute trailer.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and that is bananas. Oh, now, boy. Don't get me wrong. It's not bananas from a video game standpoint, because, again, I don't like Metal Gear Solid that much. I'm this close to selling a copy of 20.
The trailer is bananas.
Yeah. The trailer is bananas. And just the story is... Not necessarily the story, but just the way that he scripts everything and the dialogue and, like, the concepts that he's talking about, the themes about the world today and all that stuff that he's trying to put into this game are just kind of... It's just really cool to look at. And... It still has me interested in Metal Gear Solid. I'm always interested in Metal Gear Solid, not for the gameplay, but for the themes. Not, and again, when I say themes, I don't necessarily mean the plot or the storyline. I mean the themes that perpetrate throughout any metaphor that he has or any commentary that he has in society. I'm always interested in that, and that trailer was great. It leads me to believe that he should just get up his goddamn ass and make a movie. People would watch that.
I'm sure someone would. A lot of people would watch a Metal Gear Solid movie if it was done right.
Uwe Boll will make it.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, I did watch that. Again, not excited for the game. Not going to buy a PS3 for it, but I will Wikipedia the hell out of that storyline. Games. Let me get the obvious ones out of the way first. Mario Galaxy. Twilight Princess, obviously. I'm interested in the new Nintendo IPs. They're finally getting up off their stupid butt and saying, okay, we can't rest on our laurels. Mario is going to get old at some point. Here's Project Hammer. And that just looks like a visceral, cathartic fun, just bashing shit with a hammer. Day of Crisis looks kind of cool, but I don't know what it's about. I wish they would have showed some gameplay. WarioWare looks great. Metroid Prime 3 looks amazing. I saw some gameplay footage of Sonic Wildfire. It is not a 3D platformer. Thank God. It is in 3D, but it's kind of on rails, and you're just zipping through the environment, and you have to have him move left and right, and you can make him back up, and you can tell him to stop. But in general, like, the path through the stage reeks of 2D gameplay, because it's set. It's a set path. And there's no crappy adventuring and no crappy camera, and it's just fast all the way through. Anybody who's been upset at Sonic in the recent years on 3D consoles should take a look at Sonic Wildfire gameplay footage. It looks really cool. Monkey Ball, from gameplay videos that I saw people actually using the controller in conjunction with what was on the screen, looks like the quintessential "this is how the revolution works" type of trailer. It was really cool. Very responsive. Excite Truck, I wasn't too happy when I heard you say, like, oh, it's some kind of off-road racing. I think you'll remember my initial reaction was like, oh, great, off-road. But that's because I was thinking of things like Rally Sport and, like, ATV Quad Fury, which I couldn't give a damn about, but this is like an arcadey racer just using trucks as a theme. and seeing how it worked with the Revolution controller was just really cool. On the DS side of things, I am really looking forward to Yoshi's Island 2. I was touching that a little bit the other day on the Super Nintendo, and it just makes me... it just brings, like, a lot of memories. Castlevania Portrait of Ruin. More 2D goodness. I hope they change up the Metroid biting formula. Igarashi, who's managing the Castlevania series for Konami, has been beating that theme into the ground. And even though Dawn of Sorrow was quality, I just wish that he would change it up a little bit. And it looks like it might change a little bit. They're going outside of the castle, and it looks like great 2D platforming once again. Phantom Hourglass is cool. I'm kind of scared that the whole thing is stylus-based. But...
Well, not the whole thing.
That's what I heard. Boss battles are regular, but, like, everything else is stylus-based. That's what I heard. I could be wrong, but that kind of scares me when they try to do things like that, because I know playing is believing, but I've played a lot of DS titles where they force a style as the only control or the main method of control, and it doesn't work.
Oh, yeah.
So... Yes, playing is believing, and sometimes I don't believe. There's a trailer for Phoenix Wright, the sequel. No explanation needed. I'm buying that. Mega Man ZX looks cool. I'm always down for some 2D platforming. What else is there? Lunar Knights from Kojima Productions. It looks like a different take on Boktai. No solar detector, but like it's still using that whole vampire thing, killing vampires. You can switch between two characters between day and night. It just looks like more cool 2D gaming. They're bringing that Marvel card game that SNK versus Capcom concept that was on the Neo Geo Pocket Color, which is great. They're bringing that into a similar concept with Marvel Marvel Trading Card Game. They don't have a name for that yet, but they're bringing that to DS, and that looks kind of cool. Star Fox, a little bit of footage of that. Star Fox scares me as well. It looks like the stylus is the main method of control for that as well. When I see the promo for that, and I'm not really too keen on that. But we'll see. We'll just have to see. Mm-hmm. And for all those English speaking people out there and people who don't like J-pop, Os Tatakai Wendan is coming out in the States as Elite Beat Agents. I will buy that game again.
Again?
Because
it's going to be different. So it's not really a game.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be different. It's going to be different, and it's going to have American songs, and that's going to be cool. Children of Mana for DS. I'm starting to think that I'm more excited about these DS games than the freaking Revolution, because all the stuff looks like this good old school 2D stuff looks fantastic to me. On the 360.
Final Fantasy III.
Oh, for Final Fantasy III. There you go. Xbox 360. I think I went through most of it as I was talking about my impressions of the show, but yeah, Gears of War. Too Human, even though I was really disappointed in the gameplay movies, I still want to see that. I really gotta play table tennis. I'm kidding. I don't give a shit about that game. Shadowrun looks kind of wonky, but I was a fan of the older ones, and in my geekier fourth grade days, I actually dabbled in a little bit of Shadowrun. Crackdown actually looks pretty cool. It looks like a superhero version of Grand Theft Auto. Like, you can throw cars and jump off of buildings and fly and stuff, so that might be interesting.
Cars.
Even though I don't usually like GTA-type titles. What else is out there? NBA 2K7, I'm a sucker for NBA games. Even though I criticize everyone for buying Madden year in and year out, I'm always a sucker for 2K games. So yeah, that's my guilty secret. Looking really forward to Dead or Alive Boobs. Just kidding. I, again, don't care about that either. If you look at the trailer, I downloaded the trailer out of sheer curiosity, and they have him playing tug of war and, like, this close to flirting with each other, and it's just, like, this is just gratuitous boob work here. There is no reason for this game to exist. Oh, yeah, and a little bit of volleyball. Just a little bit. So, yeah, that doesn't interest me, but for the most part, some 360 games look good. PSP, nothing, really. Don't tell me about Metal Gear Solid for PSP, because I don't care about that. Again, I couldn't give a damn about the GameCube and PS2 versions. I'm not going to give a damn about the portable version. Lumines 2, I didn't see anything that looked like it was a sequel, but just the fact that it exists gets me excited. I will definitely try that. Capcom Puzzle World. Capcom Classics. I know the first one, we had Tony review it for the site, and it looks cool. More Capcom classics, more old school stuff, great. There's another Silent Hill title coming out for PSP, and while Silent Hill's aim is to freak people out, and I don't know how that could get it done on a portable, I'm still interested in it. The Gradius Collection's got me excited. And that's about it for the PSP, because all they want is 3D games. Mm-hmm. For PS2, haven't forgot about that, Okami. Really want to play that. Have you seen anything about Okami?
No, what's that?
Oh my god. Go watch some gameplay right now, and then come back while I talk.
Okami PS2, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And to give you a little taste, it's from Clover Studios. It's from the Beautiful Joe people.
Uh-huh.
What else? Guitar Hero 2. Oof. Oh, Guitar Hero 2, I'm definitely on that. I'll buy that. And you will buy that.
I will buy that. I will buy Guitar Hero 1.
Yes, you will. What else? Nothing too much on the PS2? Oh, God of War 2.
God of War 2.
Gotta have me some of that.
His new mana. Dawn of Mana.
Dawn of Mana. Even though Legend of Mana, I heard, was eh.
Yeah, well, Legend of Mana is a different game. That was, you know.
That was in the Mana series, though.
Yeah, it was. It was Seiken Densetsu 3.
Yeah.
And,
4, you mean?
4. 3 was Super Nintendo.
Super Famicom, I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's keep it straight. Super Famicom. But yeah, the Legend of Mana was slightly different, just as Dawn of Mana and Children of Mana, I'm sure, are going to be slightly different. Probably going to be more like what people want. Everyone wanted a new game to be like Secret of Mana.
I guess so. Yeah, well,
hopefully it'll deliver.
For PS3, I can count the number of titles I care about on one hand. Heavenly Sword. Heavenly Sword. I can't think of anything.
That's three.
Heavenly Sword.
That's four.
What? That's four already, yeah. I guess you could say Stranglehold, but that's not PS3 exclusive.
Yeah.
I guess you could say Metal Gear Solid 4, but again, I don't care about the gameplay, and I'm not going to buy it for it. Just nothing strikes me as something I should care about. It's really sad. Maybe it's because it costs $9,000. I don't know. But, yeah, that's about it from the games. I mean, there are a lot of good... I was watching a whole shit ton of gameplay videos yesterday. I spent about 3 hours watching all this gameplay stuff. And every system, well, except for the PS3, every system has me, you know, psyched. Lest I forget, on the GameCube, Button Kaidos 2, the prequel, and the new Paper Mario.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sold on that. So.
And you forget about oh no, actually that is the same game, Super Paper Mario, which isn't really Mario Brothers game with Paper Mario characters.
Yeah, I didn't get that. I didn't get the whole
side scroll platformer, but, and they turn into big 8-bit sprites, which look hilarious.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Lest I forget, DirectX 10 shit.
Wait a minute. Wow. Before you go on DirectX 10, this Okami stuff looks like it should be on the DS with the big paintbrush.
Because of the paintbrush stuff. Yeah. But regardless, yeah, it looks really beautiful nice. On what it is right now. Yes. Running around as a wolf. Yes, I agree with that. But as I was saying, DirectX 10 stuff. Yes. This has me confident that PC gaming is not going to go anywhere anytime soon. Just looking at that Crysis stuff from the team from Far Cry, oof. That looks amazing to me. That's all in real time. And just all the slew of tech demos that they had for the Windows Vista platform for DirectX 10 just looked cool. So I'm looking forward to everything. Everything! Except for Engage, which is dead. So I think that about wraps it up for the games. Let's talk about a few little news bits before we sign off. We discussed the whole Phil Harrison is a penis, and tried to deny that he ripped off of
Peter Moore is a pretty cool guy for supporting a console made by a company not of his own. And he was associated with Sega.
It looks like Earthbound 3. Not Earthbound 3, Mother 3, known better as Earthbound in America, at least Mother 2 was known as Earthbound, might be getting translated. Might be. It's a rumor. I'm on eToyChest's website right now, and it says Earthbound America Bound? Nintendo finally announced that Mother 3 is finally getting translated, and we'll be seeing an American release as Earthbound 3. If you haven't played the original on the SNES or its recent re-release on the GBA, you owe it to yourself to pick it up and experience the surreal weirdness that is Earthbound. You'll be glad you did. So it looks like it's confirmed. I don't know why they had the question mark in front of that, but whatever. What else is there? The, Yuji Naka, father of Sonic, leaves Sega. He is forming his own studio, it says. It could be like Hideo Kojima, how Kojima is still with Konami, but he has his own studio, so.
Yeah, Sega is supposed, you know how they've got the, I forget what it's called, but it's the little initiative that they have to help independent developers.
Yeah.
That's what is going on, and they're coming out with games. Well, Naka's coming out with games that Sega will probably publish.
Right. I think that's good, because I remember he was getting frustrated with doing Sonic over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And he just wanted to let loose and get out. So, that, you know, good for him. I'm happy for him. What else is notable? I think I said before, Kojima wants to work on the Revolution. And it says here, this is from Games Are Fun. They're sourcing an interview from Computer and Video Games. The question was, what are your impressions of Nintendo Wii? And how did Snake appear in Smash Brothers? And before everyone starts laughing at me, I said Wii because it was in the question. Not out of my own volition. And Kojima's answer was, I've played Tennis, Zelda, and Mario on the Wii. I find Tennis interesting. I played the early version, but the E3 version is far more advanced. As a game designer, I'm very interested in creating something for the Wii. I'd like to run away from MGS4 creation and create something for the Wii, but unfortunately, I don't have anything that I can announce at the moment. I have lots of ideas for the Wii, but I have a heavy schedule with MGS4 and Metal Gear Online. Concerning Snake's appearance on the Wii in Smash Brothers, I'm friends with the designer of the game, and I thought it would be nice if you could play a Snake. When I heard about the new game last year, I contacted the designer, and we started working together. So, they have a link to the rest of the interview, if anyone's interested in reading that, but that's encouraging. I remember that Kojima said that working on the PlayStation 3 would be like having a feast, and that working on the Revolution would be like an everyday meal, which kind of perturbs at first, but you look at the subtext, what he really means is that he has all these crazy ideas for the Revolution. He liked to make all these little games for it. And when I say little, I don't mean that as derogatory. I mean, you know, just smaller scale. But when it comes to the PS3, he develops a lot of resources for it to make a big epic. So, you know, I can understand that viewpoint now. You know, as long as you have an idea, that then you can work on the Revolution. And that was Iwata's whole push for, you know, ideas and not budget will be the future.
Mm-hmm.
More news. Kutaragi defends high PS3 price. Let's read this. Price setting is always a headache for us. No game machines are comparable to the PS3, which is neither a genuine game console, home electronics product, nor a personal computer. It is a new kind of product. Alright, this I'm getting from Games Are Fun, and their remark was, our insider sources with Sony exclusively tell us that the PS3 is actually a Wazzle widget.
Oh, Wazzle widget.
I love Games Are Fun.
Yeah, I just read that.
But, what the hell? What kind of stick is up his ass?
Well, you know, Ken always has to say something that makes one of his products look like it's better than it really is.
Well, I gotta say, he delivered on that fourth dimension.
Yeah, and the Matrix. Oh, we are so jacked in the Matrix right now.
First dimension, second, what is it? Up, down, left, right.
In, out.
In, out, and then shitty and shittier.
Yeah, pretty much. There wax on, wax off.
Oh, that's five.
Oh, that's the fifth dimension. PlayStation 4 type stuff.
That. I remember when the PS2 first came out, they had this commercial and it showed the PlayStation 9 and it was all weird and stuff, and then they scrolled back to the PlayStation 2 logo and said, the future begins here. I just laugh. I can't wait to see the ninth iteration of the DualShock.
Oh boy. It's going to just be the same controller with, like, I don't know, antenna on it.
Antenna?
Yeah, they just move around by themselves because, like, there's going to be some other new innovation. Right. That they're gonna steal it.
Innovation, yeah. I don't know. I hate to be like an anti-Sony fanboy, as you might want to call it or whatever. But I've just never really gotten into their stuff until like late in the game when things like God of War, which is awesome, start coming out. So I, whatever. Some impressions on the Revolution control. I hear that as intuitive as it is, that whole sensor bar thing kind of throws you for a loop.
Really?
Like, if you don't stay level, and you kind of don't... When they said that no calibration would be required, I called bullshit on that. And I was reading impressions on Metroid Prime 3, And Bob Kaleko from GameSpot was demoing that, and he said that if he let his hands drop for a second, the controller would kind of like recalibrate all weird and stuff, and he would have trouble re-aiming again. And, you know, I knew that would happen. You can't not calibrate a device like that. You can't not set a center point. And I don't know what Nintendo was smoking when they said, you won't need to calibrate this, but yeah, that kind of got me a little worried. But I think if you're sitting down and you have your hands on your knees, your wrists resting on your knees as you're holding the thing, I don't think it's going to be a problem.
No.
I don't expect to be standing up and waving that thing around.
So. Not all the time. Unless you're playing, like, Wii Sports and WarioWare.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. WarioWare, yeah, definitely. But then, since it's short minigames, I won't have too much of a problem standing up and doing that. So, yeah. Any more news worth of note? Or are we all tired? I think I'm tired.
I think
I'm
we're very tired. Here.
I'm very tired. But that was E3. Next year, folks, we are trying to go, seriously. For those of you who don't know, Trigons, we run this out of pocket. This is, you know, a little hobby site. We have day jobs. We try our best to keep stuff in the loop on our site. We haven't been able to go to E3, but we're going to make it one of these years, and hopefully next year will be the first. So hopefully we'll have more comprehensive coverage than we have had. But for now, we're trying our best, and... thanks all three of you who are reading this site and are supporting us. We value your patronage.
Yes, we love you.
anybody who has any comments, any questions, or just wants to yell at us can email us individually. If you go to TryGames and you click on the Contact Us link, it will send you to a form where you can email either Antipode or I, Mr. Trupon, or Womack, who hasn't contributed to the site in 3 years, but you can still email him anyway and send him love notes. Chris, if you're out there, where the hell are you? Or you can email the mailbag at mailbag, mailbag, of course, at trygames.net. So send us your comments, send us your questions, tell us that we are Sony haters, because we are, but we won't let that stop us from covering all things video games, including Sony. We'll bring you as much news as we can. Any final thoughts before I fall asleep?
Wazzle Widget.
Wazzle Widget.
The next craze.
Great. Thanks, Ken Kutaragi. You're a dumbass. The only person I could think was worse is Hiroshi Yamauchi, who said people don't want to play online games, and people don't want sweeping stories and epic stories. I laugh at that. But he's gone now. He's nearly...
Yeah, he's kind of old.
He's civilian, so...
Really old.
He's a zombie.
That is like 98.
Okay, I think we beat this whole thing into the ground. Thanks for listening, everyone. Tune in next week. We'll have some more shizzle for you.
And good day, Commander.
That's a wrap. Good girls gotta get down with the gangsters.